Canada. We're working on a project to do with order. It's an order management platform designed for wholesale companies for automating their back end.
Okay.
So we've been talking to a whole bunch of wholesale and distribution companies all over the United States. They're sort of struggling with the same problem we're hearing all the time. And I just wanted to see if you guys are experiencing it. So customers, you know, maybe call in or email with orders or fax in orders to you guys. And then you'd send, you know, an invoice back to them, typically made in Excel. Then those orders come into your company, you know, as faxed orders or emailed or phoned in orders. And then you guys have to do the data entry back into your computer. And then, you know, customers, let's say, may wonder where their orders are, or and they call in and find out what the status is and so on. And this whole thing, it's just not a automated order billing shipping payment system. So what we're working on is a solution that will place the orders fully online, receive invoices automatically, check their order statuses online. There's no data entry on your end whatsoever. And see real-time inventory status. Your customer can go online to pay the invoices, and it's about you know, anywhere from $100 to $200 a month for our solution that we're going to bring out. And I'm just wondering if any of those problems or challenges resonate with you.
Well, I mean, obviously, anything to streamline it makes it easier on my end as well.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't be the one that can make a decision on
it. Oh, totally cool, man. I'm just really looking for your high-level, you know, opinion on it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I know that there was a company at one time that they were looking at that I think did similar things. I can't remember the name of it off the top of
okay.
my head. But it had to do with, you know, because we do a lot of custom. Most of our stuff is custom.
Okay.
So, you know, like we're doing... you know, custom design and private label design.
Yeah.
Made for their retail stores.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That sounds pretty cool, though. I mean, I don't know if, you know, there's a website or...
Yeah, you know, it's a... You know, I wanted to really just find out if any of these problems, you know, with Frederick, you know, if he's actually experiencing these, and if the company's in a growth mode. Because if you were in a growth mode and you're doing stuff manually and you're not using this type of thing, it's perfect timing. But if you're, you know, if you're not in a growth mode, you know, maybe there's no need. I don't know.
Got you. No, I mean, it sounds pretty awesome. So.
Oh, cool.
I mean, it's whatever can free up more time is always key, I think.
Yeah, you know, and I don't know how many customers you have, but basically, you know, what you do is you're giving them an online portal, right? So customer A, you know, we love you, you love us, great. Hey, we're going to give you this online portal. We're going to upload your entire product offering into the portal, and you'll be able to do all the stuff you want to do. And then for you guys, you don't have to deal with their phone calls, the email, the faxing. They can go in and just look at their, you know, reorder, revise, send, pay. It's just
the only problem we would have with some of that is our customers are pretty big retail chains.
Okay.
And so a lot of them have their own PO systems that they
yep.
want to generate a PO and their so it's in their system.
Yeah, EDI.
But yeah, but actually, and they do EDI, but we're on a lot of them. But we've got this one. That hasn't made us switch over to EDI yet.
Yeah.
So it's been nice. And so they still just generate POs in their system and send it over to us.
Yeah. It may not, you know, handle, you know, but it's the 80-20 rule, right? So, you know, sometimes 80% of your business comes from 20% of the accounts. Those are the guys you want to give this to.
Right.
The rest of them is like whatever, you know. But most companies, you know, 80% of their business comes from a small portion of accounts typically. Yeah.
Right, right. And that might be an area that we could grow in, though, if we had this type of capability.
Yeah, yeah. And this sits on top of anything you have. You probably don't know your accounting system, but you're probably using QuickBooks or Simply.
No
worries. Well, look, happy sales, bro. And I'll talk to Frederick next week.
Pretty awesome stuff. Do you have Fred's email?
No, I don't. What is it?
It's Fred, F-R-E-D,
yep.
at 212clothing.com.
Right on, 12-12, that's where it boils.
There you go.
That's where it boils, baby.
I'll mention to him that I had spoken to you as well. It sounds pretty awesome.
Well, that's that's cool. Well, awesome. That's great. Hey, nice talking to you. You have a relaxing weekend.
Appreciate it. You do the same.
All right, bro. Take care.